Version number one. A professional practice leader, PPL, had been approached by several members of the interprofessional team working with Dr. Cora. They shared concerns about Dr. Cora's behavior towards staff and the negative impact this was having on the team, and, more importantly, on patient care. The PPL reported these concerns in a timely manner to the appropriate senior clinical leadership. The medical director was contacted about the problems between Dr. Cora and the interprofessional team. He subsequently spoke to Dr. Cora about the reported difficulties, but because of privacy concerns, none of this was shared with the PPL. After several months, frustrated by the lack of response and a continued stream of complaints she was receiving from staff who worked with Dr. Cora, the PPL decided to consult with the hospital bioethicist. The PPL had lost confidence in senior leadership. In her opinion, important ethical standards and organizational values had been seriously compromised in the way these difficulties were being ignored and enabled. Team members were burning out, and there was a growing problem with sick leave on the unit. In approaching the hospital bioethicist, the PPL had hoped she would find help in advancing her concerns and in ensuring a more effective organizational response. According to her experiences, the existing structure for reporting and addressing such problems had failed.